Hello and welcome to Unit 2, Captain Cook.
本单元学习目标一，通过本单元对话课的学习，学习掌握表达、决断和坚持的日常交际用语。比如说 I have decided that, I insist that. 二，阅读课文 Captain Cook。了解 Cook 一生在探索新地、航海、测绘及航海卫生等方面的贡献。三、进一步学习动词 ing 形式做宾语、主语和表语的用法。Okay, now let's begin with our dialogue. Lesson 5. Well, in this unit, we're going to learn something about Captain Cook. Well, how much do you know about him?
Captain Cook.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was English.
Yeah. Now, where did he travel to?
Around the world?
Right. Well, as his title was captain, what was his job?
He was a ship's captain and a sailor.
Mm-hmm. Now, which century did he live in?
If my memory serves me correct, I think it was...The 18th century?
That's right. You are right. Well, would you please tell us something about James Cook?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
He was an English sailor and explorer who made 3 journeys by sea to the Pacific Ocean. He was the first European to arrive on the east coast of Australia.He drew maps of the coast of Australia, New Zealand, and New Guinea. He was also the first European to arrive at Hawaii, where he was killed in a fight with the local people.
Okay, well next, please read the dialogue silently and try to find out the answer to this question.
What are they going to take with them for this long journey? Food, live animals, cabbage in vinegar.
Okay, that's right. The next, let's look at the language points of the dialogue.
I insist on taking proper food for this expedition.
Okay, 也就是说啊，我坚持要为这次探险呢携带适当的这个食品。这里面有个短语叫 insist on, 后面可以加名词，再加动词的时候，动词要变成 ing 形式，也就 insist on doing something。还有呢，就是 insist 后面还可以接 that 从句，注意 that 从句后面呢要用虚拟语气，所谓虚拟语气呢就是 should 加动词原形 ，should 呢可以省略。Now let's look at some examples.
He insists on his willingness.
She insisted on doing the work herself. Okay, number 2.
The men often fall ill and suffer fever.
水手们经常得病发烧。Fall ill, 这是一个固定用法，表示生病或者是得病。For instance,
William caught a cold and fell ill.
Okay, 那么动词 suffer 表示遭受或者是蒙受，在本句当中呢，它是个及物动词。注意，它所接宾语呢，常常是指那些痛苦或者是疾病、寒冷、饥饿、这个损失等等。For instance,
he suffered a serious disease as a result of overwork.
嗯哼，也就是说，由于工作。过度啊，他患了一场重病。那 next one?
Napoleon suffered great losses in the battle.
在那场战斗中呢，拿破仑遭受了重大损失。那 next one?
These plants cannot suffer a cold winter.
这些植物啊，耐不住冬天的严寒。注意 suffer 呢，也可以用作不及物动词，后面和 from 搭配。也就是说 suffer from 表示因什么什么而受苦 For instance
He is suffering from a toothache.
他正在受着牙痛的折磨。
They suffered greatly from overwork.
他们因为工作过度吃了很大的苦头。注意 suffer 和这个 from 搭配的时候，或者是 suffer 做及物动词的时候，注意它这个在句子当中有不同的翻译，请同学们注意。好，下面我们来看第三句，在对话当中有这样的一句 ：It is a good, strong ship, though not very fast. 也就是说，这是一艘又好又坚固的船，虽然速度并不快。句子当中这个 though not very fast 是 though it is not very fast 的省略。那么连词 though 引导的状语从句中的这个主语和主句中的主语相同的时候，可以省略这个 though 后面的主语和谓语当中的这个 be 动词。我们来看例句 ，For instance,
she knows a lot of things though very young.
我们还可以说成 She knows a lot of things though she is very young. 那么句子的这个主语和从句当中的主语是一致的时候，我们可以把 she is 省略掉，也就是 though 后面直接加 very young. Okay, number four.
I suggest taking a lot of vinegar.
也就是说，我建议呢多带一些个这个带大量的醋去。Suggest 它的句型需要注意，后面可以加名词，然后呢也可以加动词的 ing 形式。Suggest doing something 还可以接 that 从句，注意 that 从句后面呢也应该用 should 加动词原形， should 可以省略。For instance,
Tom suggests a plan for the work.
Jenny suggested doing it in another way. 注意 suggest 后面用的是 doing. The next one.
The doctor suggested that I should come again next week.
那么这里面的 should 可以省略，直接可以说成 that I come again next week. 好，在 part 2 practice 连句练习当中，有这样的一句话。
The train arrives at 4 p.m. sharp.
那么这里面的这个at 4 p.m. sharp, 注意这里头它表示 sharp 是副词，指时间几点整。那么这句话就是火车呢下午四点整到达。第三行呢还有一个 the sailing boat. The sailing boat 表示的是帆船。第五行还有一个 our swimming things, 游泳用品。注意这种放在名词前的动词 ing 形式常表示事物的用途。For instance,
A fishing boat, a boat for fishing.
A swimming pool refers to a pool for swimming.
A reading room is a room for people to read in.
A dining car is a car for people to eat meals. Okay, that's all for lesson 5. Now next, let's come to lesson 6. Captain Cook. Please read the passage quickly and try to find out the answers to the following questions. Number 1.
In which war did Cook play an important part?It was the Seven-Year War and the Battle of Quebec in Canada.
Okay. Number 2.
Why did Cook go on his journey to the Pacific? And the answer, to see Venus passing between the Earth and the Sun, and to look for a new continent in the Indian Pacific Ocean.
Okay. Well, next...Would you please read the passage again? While reading, try to make notes of the things which Captain Cook took with him and the reasons.
Turn to page 9, number 4. The things which Captain Cook took with him and the reasons. Flour for baking bread. Food stores. Onions, salted meat, cheese, plain biscuits, beer. Cabbage in vinegar to keep the men healthy. Live animals, for example, pigs, sheep, and chickens, for eggs and fresh meat. And finally, vinegar for cleaning the ship.
That's it. Okay, now next, let's come to the language points of this lesson. The first one.
The local landowner took an interest in the young boy and paid for his schooling.
Well, this sentence means the local landowner liked the young boy and paid for his education. 这里面有一个短语动词是 take an interest in, 叫对什么什么感兴趣。那么也就是说这句话呢，说当地的地主喜欢这个小男孩，并且呢供给他上学。 Take an interest in 相当于 become interested in. For instance,
You will learn English fast if you take an interest in it.
He takes a great interest in football stars. Okay, number two.
In 1756,The Seven-Year War between Britain and France broke out, and Cook joined the Navy.
也就是说1756年的英法之间的七年战争爆发了， Cook 参加了海军。注意这里面的 The Seven-Year War 七年战争是指的是1756年到1763年间英国普鲁士汉诺威为一方与法国俄国这个奥地利、萨克森、瑞典、西班牙为另一方在欧洲、美洲、印度和这个海上所进行的战争。The next one, number three.
He led the ships down the river to a place where the British army could land safely and take the enemy by surprise.
他率领船队呢，顺流而下，到达英军。可以安全登陆并能对敌人发起这个突击的地方。这里面有一个短语动词是 take 什么什么 by surprise, 表示对什么什么进行突然袭击或出乎什么什么的意料。For instance,
He took her quite by surprise when he suddenly appeared at the door.
也就是说他突然出现在门口呢，这使得他感到出乎意料。Now, number four.
The Endeavour was not a warship, but an old merchant ship, just like the one which Cook had learnt his seamanship.
就是说，奋力号不是一艘战舰，而是一艘旧商船，就像 Cook 过去学航海技术时乘过的那艘船一样。注意句子当中的这个 warship。它是战船的意思，它是 war 和 ship 组成的合成词，其中的这个 ship 呢是名词，而 seamanship 航海技术这个词当中的 ship 则是一个名词后缀，表示性质、职业或身份、技能等等。好，我们再来看一些其他的例子。 For instance,
Citizen, citizenship,
这是表示公民，这是公民身份。Now, friend, friendship, 这是友谊。The next one.
Professor, professorship.
这是教授职位。
Leader, leadership.
这表示领导。The next one.
Sportsman, sportsmanship.
这指的是体育道德。
And finally, marksman and marksmanship.
Okay, now this one is 射击手 and this is 射击术. Okay. Now number five.
He was a strict but good captain, one who usually took care of the sailors on his ship.
他是一位严厉而又善良的船长，一位特别关心水手的 这个船长。注意这是一个复合句，主句呢是说 He was a strict but good captain。不定代词 one 呢是 captain 的同位语，后面跟了一个由 who 引导的定语从句，这个修饰先行词 one。Number six.
In July 1768, the Endeavour set out for the Pacific.
也就是说1768年7月奋力号起航开赴太平洋。这里面的 set out 表示出发。那么在 set out 表示出发的时候，我们也可以用 set off 表示出发。它表示动身或者是出发都可以。后面呢还可以跟介词 for。表示动身去某地的意思。For instance,
they set out or off to look for the lost Milu deer.
Okay. That morning, a new ship set out or set off for London on its first trip. 也就是说，那天早晨有一艘新轮船呢，首航去伦敦。Well, that's the end of lesson six.Now let's come to lesson 7. Well, please read the text quickly and try to find out the answer to the following questions.
Which islands are mentioned in the text? Tahiti, New Zealand, Australia, Tasmania, Java, and England.
That's right.Okay, now let's come to the second question.
Did Cook sail around the world from east to west or from west to east? From east to west is the answer.
That's right. Now next, let's come to the language points. The first one.
In April 1769, Cook's expedition arrived at the beautiful island of Tahiti in the Pacific Ocean.
1769年4月呀、Cook 的探险队到达太平洋的 Tahiti 这座美丽的海岛。注意这里面的这个 Tahiti, 它是太平洋中南部社会群岛中象峰群岛的最大的岛屿，面积呢约有1042平方公里。1842年呢被宣布为法国保护国，1880年呢成为法国殖民地，现在属这个法属波利尼西亚象峰群岛区，居民呢以波利尼西亚人为主，也有法国人和华人。 Okay, number two.
In July, they set sail again and headed south and west in search of a new land.
也就是说，七月的时候啊，他们再度起航，向南，然后向西行驶，以寻找新的陆地。In July, they set off again, sailing south and west, looking for a new land. 这里呢 ,set sail.这个词组的表面意思呢是表示扬起这个船上的帆，实际上呢是表示扬帆起航的意思。For instance,
the ship set sail for Africa.
这个船要起航去非洲。The next one.
Early in the morning, they set sail southward.
一清早他们起航向南行驶。好。句子当中呢 ，head 表示向什么什么前进或朝某方向行进，后面呢可以接上 for 或者是这个 toward 这样的介词短语，表示方向的，还可以接呢表示方向的副词，比如说像 east 啊、south、north、west 等等。For instance,
the ship is heading for Tianjin.
Okay, 也就是说船啊正驶往天津。The next one.
They were then heading north.
他们当时正在向北方行进。再有呢，句子当中还有一个短语是 in search of, 表示搜寻，它常表示刻意去寻求，努力寻找这一层意思。For instance,
Madame Curry worked day and night in search of the unknown matter.
居里夫人日夜工作，寻找这个未知的物质。The next one.
He went to many places in search of a doctor who could cure his disease.
也就是说呢，他跑了好多地方，力求找到一个能为他治好病的这个医生。Number three.
Other sailors had already charted parts of the west and north coasts of Australia and the island of Tasmania in the south. But Cook was the first to map the east coast.
Okay, 也就是说别的水手啊以前就绘制了澳大利亚西海岸和北海岸的部分海图并且把南边的这个Tasmania 岛呢也绘制出来了，而且呢，而 Cook 呢则是第一个绘制东海岸地图的人。注意这里面的这个 chart 这个词，它原来是名词，表示海图 ；map 呢原为名词呢，表示地图。但在本句当中都已转化成为动词，它表示绘制海图或者是绘制地图，表示这个意思。在英语当中啊，同一个词可以转变词性，而词义呢没有多大变化。这在构词法中呢叫做词的转化。那么名词转化成动词呢比较常见，下面呢是一些个例词，比如说
back，
它做名词的时候是当背桨，做动词呢可以表示支持
boat，
小船或者是划船
date，
日期或者是约会
battle，
指的是战斗或者是进行战斗
cost，
费用或者是花费
drop
指的是水滴或者是落下来
end
它表示末尾或者是终止
fool
傻子或者呢是愚弄他人
line、
指的是一行一行的动词呢表示排队
face
这是脸动词表示朝向面向什么什么
head
名词做头讲动词是说朝什么什么进发
mark
名词是记号，动词呢是做记号。Number four.
They found Australia to be an astonishing land where the soil was red, bears climbed trees, birds ran but didn't fly, and large animals jumped about on two legs, carrying their young.In a stomach pocket.
他们发现啊，澳大利亚是一个令人惊奇的地方。那儿的土壤呢是红色的，这个熊呢会爬树，鸟呢这个能跑，但是呢不能飞。有的那个大动物靠两条腿啊跳来跳去，肚子上呢有一个口袋装着幼崽。那么动词这个 find。它呢后面可以跟不定式 to be 的复合结构也就形成这样的结构 find 后面是 something 或 somebody to be 后头是 something or somebody OK 表示就是说这发现某人或某事是什么样的人或者是事 for instance
Alice found the place to be a new and strange place
Alice 发现那个地方呢是一个新奇的地方 The next one
The children found the story to be very interesting one.
也就是说，这个孩子们呢，发现觉得这个故事呢是一个非常有意思的故事。The next one.
I found her careless about her dress.
我发现她对她的服装啊，这个马马虎虎。好了，那么在这个。Astonishing 句子当中有一个词 Astonishing 表示令人惊奇的这是动词 Astonish 使惊奇的动词 ng 形式相当于一个形容词下面是几个类似的这个例词 For instance
Excite Exciting
我们可以说Exciting news 注意这些动词的 ng 形式可以用来指的是 something The next one
Move, moving.
我们可以说these are the moving stories, 令人感动的。Okay, the next one.
Interest, interesting.
Okay, 有意思的 You can say interesting things. The next one.
Disappoint. Disappointing.
Okay, so we can say a disappointing trip. Okay, 这是使某人感到失望。这是令人感到非常失望的一次旅行。The next one.
Surprise. Surprising.
Mm-hmm. You can say a surprising success. Number five.
Next they sailed up the east coast between the mainland and the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm-hmm. 也就是说此后呢他们沿东海岸上航行在大陆和这个大堡礁之间。注意澳大利亚东北部沿海地区啊有一列这个南北延伸长达2000公里以上东西宽2到150公里的这个大堡礁或者也叫做珊瑚礁是地球上啊最大的暗礁船舶经过这里的时候只能沿着几条弯曲而危险的这个通道航行 Number six
He remembered putting the key in the box under his bed
Okay 那么在 part 2 language study 当中呢也就是说动词的 ing 形式做宾语的这个四个例句当中呢有这么几句话其中呢有这样的一句话就是说他记得他把钥匙呢放在床下的这个箱子里了动词这个 remember 它可以接 ing 形式也就是 remember doing something 后面也可以接不定式 to do something 但是呢意思不太一样 remember doing something 表示记得做了某事记得曾经做过某事而 remember to do something 表示记住要去做某事也就是别忘了去做某事也就是说还没有做某事 For instance
I remember telling her all about it
Well this sentence means I remember that I told her all about it 也就是说我记得我把所有这一切呢告诉过她 The next one
I will remember to tell her all about it.
Means I will not forget to tell her all about it. 也就是说我记住呢要把这一切告诉她。在这里呢表示的是还没有告诉她。The next one.
We stopped talking so as not to frighten the animals.
Okay. 也就是说第三句呢有这样一句话就是说我们停止讲话呢以免惊动这些动物。这个同第一句的这 remember 一样这个动词 stop 后面既可以加 doing something 也可以加 stop to do something stop doing something 我们说它呢这个表示停止做某事就是说不再做这件事而 stop to do something 表示停下来去做某事去干另一件事 For instance
He ran for a while and then stopped running、
也就是说他跑了一会儿然后停下来不跑了停止跑也就停下来不跑了 Stop running The next one
He ran for a while And then stopped to look around
OK 也就是说他跑了一会儿然后停下来四面张望然后停下来去做什么呢 To look around 四下去看一看好在第四句当中呢我们有这样一个句子
We tried giving her milk to drink, but she did not get better.
Okay, 也就是说我们试着呢给她喝牛奶但是呢她还是不见好转。注意 try 接动词 ing 形式也就是 try doing 的时候呢它表示试一试或者试着做某事看看会发生什么情况。这个 try to do 呢表示做一番努力表示试图做某种困难的事。试图或努力去做某事 For instance
Try putting some more vinegar That might make it taste a bit better
也就是说这个你试着、再加点醋、试一试味道呢可能会好一些也就是说试着再加一点醋再试一试看看怎么样 Okay, the next one
I will try to do the work well.
在这里指的是说我一定努力把工作搞好我会尽力怎么怎么样。好在 part 4 practice 当中 这个第一句呢有一个 raise the sails， 它表示扬帆。注意 raise 在里是及物动词，表示呢使什么什么升起来或把什么什么举起来，而这个动词 rise R-I-S-E 表示升起，它是个不及物动词，注意这两个词不能混用。 raise 做及物动词后面往往带宾语，而 rise 是不及物动词，后面不能带宾语。再有呢第二句有这样的一句子，
The coming of radio in this century.
OK， 这是指的是啊本世纪无线电的出现。这个句子当中的合成词 ocean sailing 做宾语，意思是航海。再有在 Part 5 Practice 当中呢，第一句填空为 disappointing， 表示令人失望的。那么 disappointing 往往呢用来指的是 something， 而 disappointed 指的是说这个啊感到失望。那么往往用来指的是某人对什么什么感到失望。我们来看这两个例句。For instance,
The news is disappointing.
这个消息令人感到非常的失望。The next one.
They are or feel disappointed at the news.
他们对这个消息呢感到非常的失望。
And that's the end of Unit 2.